Father, I just thank you and I praise you and I give you honor and I give you glory. You are on the move and you are always in our services. This is your service, not ours to begin with. I can feel your angels, Father God, walking to and fro among the seas. I feel the vibrating of the floor as they walk. I feel the touch of angels' wings as they walk by. And Father God, I'm asking you to open up our spiritual eyes so we not only feel, but we see your angelic host. We don't have to see them to believe, Father. But Father God, it'd be so wonderful if you would just do that for your people. And Father, we just thank you that Jesus paid the ultimate price. And his blood is real and it's not going to dissipate. It is going to stay real. And it's through the blood of the Lamb that we can do all things. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I've entitled this, what God gave me is upgrade, because that's what he said, upgrade. I want to upgrade my children's faith. See, what he's upgrading is your faith. I want to take it to a new level with more substance. See that? We don't have enough substance in our faith. A faith that can withstand any trial or test. A faith the enemy cannot shake. It is a faith built entirely on trust with no evidence of the end results. See that? You know, you're just going to walk. You walk by faith, trusting that God is well able to perform what he said he's going to do. There is a place in the heavenly kingdom that you have access to that you have never ventured into before. See this? It is called unending faith walk. As you walk, as you ask in faith, my Holy Spirit will lift you into that realm. Once there, you will conquer all fear, doubt, and belief. There is a glory atmosphere in this place that seals faith to a point that it cannot be stolen ever again. I've never heard of the unending faith walk. You and God said, once there, you will conquer all fear, doubt, and unbelief. There is a glory atmosphere in this place that seals faith to a point that it cannot be stolen ever again. Once you receive the supernatural faith, which is different from carnal faith, you will be able to defeat the enemy at every turn. It is this glory faith that will bring you in your loved ones, cleanse the homes, set the captives free. It will be the same faith Paul had when he walked this earth, setting the captives free. Just one touch of the Master's hand will reveal all the tricks of the enemy. And it is at this place of complete revelation that the enemy will be destroyed. Now, this is all God speaking, all right? It's not, none of this is my words at all. I am asking each of my children to ascend to this hill of knowledge and receive all the benefits due them. My children are walking so far beneath what they were born for. They were born to accomplish marvelous feats for the kingdom of light. Children, you were born to be beacons shining the way in the darkness for all the lost souls floundering in the sea of darkness. But your light is not that bright. It is barely bright enough to show your feet the way to go. In this place of unending faith walk, your light will be magnified and you will be a light in a dark, dreary sea of lost souls. I think this could be a book. Do you not hear the voices crying in the wilderness? Are you so steeped in your voice that you are deaf to the cries of help of others? Come, children, into my courtroom of confusion and let us reason together and find the truth of all things. You have been in confusion long enough. The winds of change have been blowing, and they are blowing over the spirit of confusion, forcing it up and out of your lives forever, never to return. When you were a child, you acted the childish part, but now I need you to grow up. In 1 Corinthians 13, 11 and 12 says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. God said, I need those who can run with the horses and not grow weary. I need those who can fight Goliath and win. I need those who can be placed in the lion's den and fall asleep knowing I am their keeper. I need those so full of faith that they can walk through the Red Sea in complete confidence that I will keep them safe. And Jeremiah 12:5 says, if thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein thou trusted they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? This scripture is a metaphor that means if you can't handle the challenge of the present, how will you handle the challenges of the future? God asked me this very same question 2 years ago because I was betwixt and between. And he gave me this scripture. And this is exactly what I meant. If I couldn't deal with what I was going through right then, I wouldn't be able to deal with anything. Some of you need to get that scripture into your spirit, man. Learn to deal with things on a daily basis and knowing that you are the winner and not the loser. God said, I need warriors that are standing on the front lines, covering the baby sheep while they are growing up. And what is this harvest going to be? Baby sheep, right? Zechariah 10:5-12, they will be as mighty men treading down the enemy. This is what these warriors will be. They will be as mighty men treading down the enemy in the mire of the streets in battle. And they will fight for the Lord. And they will fight, for the Lord will be with them. The riders on horses will be put to shame. I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them back. See, God said, I will, but he needs the warriors standing on the front line. 2 Samuel 10:12, be strong and let us fight bravely for our people in the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. See, God needs us to fight. He really doesn't need us. But that's what we're here for. We're vessels that he can use to do the battling. He could send the angels. He used to wipe us all off the face of the earth. And he could do what he wanted to with his angels. But he wants to use us as his warriors to win this battle. God said, I need the Pauls and the Silases who will stand in the gap for my sheep no matter the cost. I need leaders who will not bow their knee to the enemy with fear and trembling. I need leaders who are not afraid to tell the truth, who will stand up for the cross and be willing to die in the name of Jesus. I'm quite sure, I know for a fact some of you in here would you don't meet that criteria. God said, when all my warriors stand arm in arm supporting the weaker body of Christ, you will see spiritual growth like never before. I thought that was awesome when he said that. When all my warriors stand arm in arm, and I thought about a wall, a protective wall as we did that, supporting the weaker body of Christ, you will see spiritual growth like never before. And really, truly, when he said this, the weaker body of Christ is the ones who have not been taught in the warfare aspect of being a Christian. And they don't understand war. And really, some of them, they faint at the talk of war. But God needs those who will protect them until they learn the truth of God's word. In this era, many new events will be occurring on this land. Things you have never seen before will manifest right before your eyes, to the point even you will stand in awe of what I have just done. He's told us that years ago, we would stand in awe. This dispensation of time is not for the weak. It is for the stout in heart. It is for those who can stand the sight of blood as the war is unveiled right before their very eyes. Let's read that again. If you're not wanting to put away your toys, if you're not wanting to put away your sin nature, you're one of the weak ones. This dispensation of time is not for the weak. You are one of those. It is for the stout in heart. It is for those who can stand the sight of blood as the war is unveiled right before their very eyes. The cross was just a foretaste of what was to come. The battles you will be engaged in will take the strength of Jesus to endure. But as you endure, you shall watch many miracles manifested right before your very eyes. Let's stop there. The cross was just a foretaste of what was to come, and you know what happened before he went to the cross and on the cross. The battles you will be engaged in will take the strength of Jesus to endure. Jesus gave us an example of enduring the hardship. But as you endure, you shall watch many miracles manifested right before your very eyes. Jesus watched miracles manifesting, didn't they? See, this is why God said we need to be just like Jesus, and we have not yet met that criteria. We are still weak, fumbling around out there with our sins, our doubts, our unbeliefs, and poor me, and you know, God said that the people in the church would be like David in the cave. He made soldiers out of those men. They weren't weak, but they were strong, and they endured. Because of Paul's faith, he saw converts in the prison. Your people were converted. He saw faith arise in the men around him, and he gloried in the name of Jesus as he sang praises to me while in stock. In bonds. You know, we can't even praise God if we get a hangnail. What are you going to do if you're put in prison? God, you know, we had a fast song service. God said, I want them to learn to praise me with everything in their being. See, God is trying to grow you up in your praise and your worship. And whenever you don't enter in and you sort of stand around and go, you're not learning a thing, and you're not going to win any battles. You know, you've got to put your whole heart into the praise and the worship. It was while as a man in dependence on the Father, Jesus was praying. You know, Jesus was praying. He was dependent on his Father, okay? He was a man like you and I. Jesus was praying that his glory burst forth like the sun coming from behind a cloud. This was the intricate glory of Jesus that he shared with the Father before the creation of the world. In John 17:5, Jesus said, and now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Jesus asked God, let everybody see my glory as I go. I think each one of us in here need to say, God, fill me so full of your glory that when I walk in a room, everybody will know that Jesus entered into the room because his glory came in. And I'm not toot moon home. I told you a story about when I walked into a funeral home. And it was darker and they said, who just entered into the room? Jesus walked into the room. His glory walked into the room. See, I didn't know what I know now. And I just felt embarrassed because everybody was looking at me. But now I know that when I walked into that dark funeral room that night, the glory of God walked in there with me. And all heads were turned, all eyes of me wondering who I was. They saw it was just Tom's son, daughter, Jimmy. And they went about their business. But for a short second, God's glory filled that room. Are you understanding this? It is the glory he now possesses. You know, this is the glory that Jesus now possesses as he sits at the right hand of God. Then God said, will you be able to sing praises in the midst of your trials like Paul and Silas? Mary had to stand by and watch her son be beaten, crucified, knowing he was the innocent lamb. Will you be able to do this? What if your children are imprisoned and beaten? You never know. I need prophets that will be bold and say what saith the Lord. I do not need nor want weak vessels that speak to please people. I do not speak to please people. I speak words of instruction, rebuke, love, and encouragement. The true prophets will stand tall and firm. They will speak the truth to you, whether you want to hear it or not. They will not mince my words. They will let them flow like water, touching what I want them to touch. The false prophets will be manipulated and controlled by men, speaking what the world wants to hear. Be aware of false prophets. They will lead you astray. They will lead you down roads of destruction. God said, I had you on the backside of the desert training you, but now you are called to the front lines of war. Are you ready for war? No. I never did teach that teaching on, are you ready for what's coming? You're nearly not ready for what's coming down the road. You think you are, but you really are not. You don't know the deepness. See, you have to walk deep in the Spirit in order to know the deepness of what is coming. This is not a surface walk anymore. Deep is calling unto deep. God told us that, I know, 5 years ago. How many people really started yielding themselves to God and crying out to God, take me deeper, take me deeper, take me deeper? There are so many deep things. This is what I'm hearing. There are so many deep things that I want to teach you, but you're not ready to learn them yet, because you have not yet yielded your all over to me. God wants every bit of you, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. He wants everything in between. I'm hearing God say, it's time you put away your toys. And it's time you become real with me and serve me with all of your heart. Your toys could just be a whole lot of nonsense that you do each and every day. You know, I'm not talking about toys. The time has come when the body of Christ is going to be standing on a riverbank crying because they can't get into the river. It's here. You can't blame God if you can't get into the river, because God has been dealing with you and dealing with you and dealing with you. One thing about going into a Spirit-filled church is, if you're not going to change, you should never came in. God judges you on what you know, not on what you don't know. And I've always said, if you just come one time, you've already learned too much. You're already stepped into that river. And I'm not tooting my own horn. There's many churches like this little church. There's a whole lot of little churches all over the world that God is now going to bring forth and use. He hasn't brought us forth yet, so there's no horn to toot. The only thing horn that we're tooting is that the Spirit of God abides with us, and He leads, guides, and directs us in all truth. He is not going to let one of you that really, truly want everything that He has for you, He's not going to let you go astray. You're going to hear Him say, don't go this way. No, don't do that. No, sit still. You know, he talks to you in that still, small voice. He told me one time, when I first was born again, I'm not going to scream at you. You're going to have to learn to listen for my still, small voice. And sometimes He whispers very quietly. But if your ears are in tune to His voice, you hear every word He says. Tonight, God's dealing with your faith. Your faith is not where it should be. It is not. You know, I was just happened to turn on something on my computer. It just popped. You know how that stuff pops up. And this man said, well, I'm so sorry that I hurt your feelings by what I said yesterday, but I really wasn't coming against you. I really wasn't trying to hurt you or put you down. He said, but so we're going to go a different direction. And I thought, what? And then he went some other way, you know, and just, you know, itchy ear stuff. And then he said, and by the way, he says, if you give your heart to God one time, that you're saved, you're never going to go to hell. Once saved, always saved. He said, that is true. He said, and those out there are telling you that that's not true, don't listen to them. I shut him off because, see, this is what pastors are doing. You know, this is what pastors are doing, and people are going to hell. Now, when you know, I'm an evangelist, so an evangelist preaches repentance. That's what they preach. And, you know, what do you expect you're going to hear? I think that we are one of the most blessed churches around, that God will prophesy the teachings every time, and he says things that we never, ever, ever heard before. I mean, how much more blessed can you get? Why wouldn't you give your heart to that kind of a father? Sometimes I sit in front of my computer from early morning to late at night just because God keeps telling me different things and I'm researching things. And how much time do you give him? Well, you know, we got to go out to the movies. Well, go ahead. The movies aren't going to save you. Well, you know, we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to go to the mall and carry on, and the mall's not going to save you either. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm asking you, all right, so you do all that, how much time do you give God? And then how much of yourself are you willing to give him? You have to give him your all. And I don't want to toot Tiana's horn, but I'm watching that child grow right before my very eyes, and I am so pleased with what I see. I didn't say she was perfect, did I? I said she's growing. I don't know what she does when I'm not around. I don't really care, because she is growing. That's all I need. I just need to see growth. Because I know if I see you growing, I know it's going to continue. You're going to continue to grow. Not unless something drastic happens to pull you out. I don't think that's going to happen to her, though. Because she has thrown herself into God. I mean, you know, I do ask God about what you people are doing, so I know where you're at and what you are doing. And there's some of you that you think you're fooling me and you're not. Yeah, that's stupid. Why would you lie to me? I think the Holy Spirit ain't going to reveal the lie. I've had people do that to me just recently. Tell me lies. Why? I'm only going to find out the truth. You see what I'm saying? If you walk in the Spirit, people won't be able to lie to you because God's going to say, mm-mm. Holy Spirit's going to say, mm-mm. And then they're going to tell you the truth. Wouldn't you rather walk in the Spirit and know all truth than be deceived by half-truth that people tell you? If you give into this walk, in this unending faith walk, you'll never be deceived again. Because God just said, he just promises that. So if we get engrossed in this unending faith walk, and whenever you get to yourself, things in your life are changing. God told me the other day, he said, each day is going to be a brand new thing. He said, look for brand new things every day. So just don't be just lollygagging around. Watch to see what God is doing for you. The other day I was doing something, and God put me in remembrance of my son-in-law who is building the Bay Bridge over there, that bridge over there in Maryland, wherever that is. And he said that he heard a voice say, look up. When he looked up, there was my face. Of course, we know that was an angel. But what you call them, boys, you know, the big things that go in, the chain had snapped. And was falling. He jumped to one side and his buddy didn't. His buddy got crushed. But he said, he knew my voice. And when he looked up, there was my face and there was that thing. And God wouldn't have done that if I wouldn't been following God. A life was saved because I followed God. Are you understanding this? You never know how God's going to use you to save somebody. Why do you just want to sit around doing nothing? Why do you want to sit around and just be mundane? Serving God is supposed to be electrifying. He just told me that, so I thought that sounds pretty good. You know, it should be exciting. It should bring a difference in your life and make you want to get up every morning, make you not go to sleep at all at night because he's constantly talking to you. So tonight, as you're sitting there listening to what God's had me say to you, I want you just to think, what do I really want from God? Yet you don't know how many times God has asked me, he said, daughter, what do you really want right now? You know, every day you might want something different. You have something bigger. What do you really want from me today? And you have to be ready to answer him. So tonight I'm asking you, what do you really want from God? How deep into the river do you want to go? Remember, God told me he was upset with me one day. And he said, I'm going to put you in that river. I'm going to put you on the bottom of that river. And I'm going to put my foot on your neck until you drowned. That's what he did. So do you want him to put his foot on your neck and drown you in that river? You know, you'll come up changed. There isn't one of us in this room, including me, that we've attained all that heaven has for us. And every day I say, God, I want to go higher. Every day I just want to go higher. Yesterday is stale. Yesterday is finished. I need something new to keep me going. I can't live on stale manna. Neither can you. So what is it? You know, when I'm on the road, I always have a message, but I never use it because I get behind the pulpit, and immediately I step down the pulpit, and I just walk through the people, and God just starts talking, you know, just like he was doing this, and then he just starts ministering to the people. And people's lives are changed. And that gives you such satisfaction. Because I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to say. I have nothing to say. But God always takes over. Then I watch lives change. I don't care what I had to do to get there. It's worth it. So it doesn't matter what you have to do to get to that deepness of God. I'm telling you guys, it's worth it. It's really worth it. You know, Paul, if you read about Paul, he begged those people to believe what he was saying. Literally begged them to believe what he was saying. And the message I was going to give that God didn't, he decided to give this one, talks about that. How God, and it's really something God told me a while back when I first started. He's sending me to people that won't change. They were going to have stiff necks and foreheads of flint, but he wanted me to go and tell them anyhow so they couldn't say they weren't warned. So you might do that. You know, God might give you a handful of people to talk to and they just laugh at you. That's all right. God had you do that. God had you tell them that so they can't say, well, I didn't know. You know, they can't say that because God sent you to them and they rejected God. And some of you sitting in here tonight, you know, you're called into a ministry in good old Delaware. They have pressed you down. They won't let you get up and move and do what God wants you to do. Delaware is good with that. They want you to push you in a hole somewhere and not let you come forth with your gifting. Well, you just need to forget about them. Put your eyes on God and do what God's telling you to do. They'll laugh at you like they do me in this church. That's okay. I know I'm in God's will. So you have to know you're in God's will. Let them say whatever they want to say. The bottom line is, what is Jesus saying to you? What's God saying to you? All right? You guys are the warriors that God has chosen. You know, we're just one of the churches. There's many more. But you guys are some of the warriors that God has chosen for the front line for Delaware. He's going to endue you with power from on high like you've never even dreamed of. And you know what happens whenever you really walk close with God in the Spirit? You yourself won't know where you end and God begins. It's just like that. You're just like, you're so entwined with God. I never know where I've ended or God started, because it's just everything just flows. This is where God is trying to take you guys to. And whenever you get there, it's so awesome. Sometimes I think, God, am I of this world? You know, you feel like you're not, don't even belong in this world, because you're so caught up in the spirit realm. And you know, you don't even move like normal people move. You just, because you're constantly moving by the Spirit. Don't you want that? You know, it's going to be too late pretty soon, because, you know, God's picking his people right now. And he's already picked you guys, this church. He told me he's already picked his church. Now, some of you might jump the rein and not do what God's calling you, but he's already chosen you. But yeah, it's going to be too late pretty soon for other churches where the people aren't being taught properly. And then God's going to move on and give their mantle to somebody else. I know people say, she thinks she has all. No, I don't have it all. I just have Jesus. I have heaven. That's what I got. And I'm not going to back down just because you don't think I'm right. Everything we do here is of the it's in the Bible. It's of God. And I'm not ashamed to stand up to anybody about it. So right now, God's ready if you want to get into that unending faith walk. He's ready tonight, right now. Tiana, you lead the way. Jump up, lead the way.